July 1st, Sivan, page Kuf Chavav, talking about the bracha of Hashiveinu, rather Hashivishavteinu, bracha of the return of judges, as we once had them in Sanhedrin. Again, we're in the commentary on Shemot Esrei. So the third full paragraph, Ubitzvila zu yisbal ha'adam al dayana Yisrael. In this tefillah, a person should daven that the Jewish judges, about the Jewish judges, should yud dayonim hagunim v'yisharim, that they should be proper and straight judges. Lo dayone Elohei chesef, not judges who have gods of silver, which is a play on words. It means that their god is silver, meaning they're taken by money. Dayani b'li Torah, judges who are devoid of Torah, rodfei shalmonim, who pursue gifts, advantages, notim achar habetzach hashalom, who are inclined after gain or bribes, God forbid. Ki oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra mehem umimami dehem. Because then Hashem extracts punishment from them and from those who put them up to the job, which is Jewish people who put them in place. It's one of the things we're greatly lacking is a centralized, based-in system with the ability to carry out mishpat. Unfortunately, it's very weak. Instances of serious machlokas and so on. It's a real lacking in our time. So he's saying we should daven that we shouldn't have judges who are corrupt. And for the corruption of justice, different forms of tragedy come to the world. But a time when the judges are kosher, a bracha shruya ba'olam. Bracha is rests in the world. It doesn't only mean in the case of the din Torah, it means in general, in mishpat, propriety. Story about Rav Chaim Brisker, that one time in Brisk, first a regular shoemaker was nifter, and then the president of the city, like the president of the Jewish Community Council, whatever they had in shul there, was nifter a little while later, and the Chevra Kadisha went to be metapa with the latter before the former. He was important, the lowly shoemaker wasn't. And so they went to take care, it's only so much time in a day, and you know, maybe one funeral will get delayed, so they went to take care of the more important person first. Rav Chaim sent Rav Simcha Zelig. Rav Simcha Zelig was the Rav. Rav Chaim was the Rav Chaim was the Rav, that's where they had it. So they would tell them to desist, they should switch. They didn't listen, so Rav Chaim went himself. And even though that was the person who brought him there, and the family got very angry at him, that's also it's also mishpat. It's what's proper and fair and correct. Many exhortations of Torah about not favoring, you know, the strong over the weak. Having mishpat brings bracha to the world. L'kach amru hashiva v'haser mimenu yagon v'anach. Right? Otherwise, you don't understand what the juxtaposition is in the bracha. Bring us back our judges like we once had, and remove from us anxiety and angst. What's one got to do with the other? I guess you could say in some pashut shot that if a person doesn't get proper justice, he's upset, he's frustrated. But he's saying, no, it's the result spiritually. When there's no proper justice, then there are problems. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God forbid, sends punishments and so on. And when there is justice, then there's bracha. So it removes yagon v'anacha. It removes yagon v'anacha from other things in life. Ki haba ha'talya. Because one is dependent on the other. That's in Shiva Shifteinu. Bibirkas v'lam al shinim, and that bracha yasim el libo shiyeh nekar Yisrael. He should daven that heresy should be taken out of Kol Yisrael. V'shiyu ma'minim b'Torah shebiksav v'shebal peh, and that people should believe in the written Torah and the oral Torah. Emuna b'li dofi, faith without any falsehood. And there shouldn't be within them. That's the phrase from the end of the Sefer Dvarim, which means where there's something that's like slightly corrupt that can ultimately lead to a big corruption. There's a letter Chassam Sofer wrote to Moses Mendelssohn that he senses he's Megadol Kelev Rabasov Beso. He senses that he's raising a wayward dog within his house, meaning he sees there's something starting small that's heading in a bad direction. So sometimes an emuna, it basically looks like a person has emuna, but there's some ideology or some tendency that can lead to bigger problems. That's what he means, that there shouldn't be a sharish, a root. Pararosh vilana, there's a little bit of weed starting to take root, and before you know it, the whole lawn will be overgrown. Lahamros pichach me Yisrael hashleimim, to rebel against the word of the, let's say, pure Chachmei Yisrael, Amelamdim Torah Barabim, who teach Torah publicly. Basically, he's committed to Torah, but he has a bone to pick with Chachamim. Gam Yasim Lelibo Lehispal Avdan Amalek. He should also daven, should take to heart daven the destruction of Amalek. Amru Malcho Zodon is a slightly different. This bracha has numerous different nuschos to it. Sardim Sevil Aminim, which is probably more likely the original. So he has a text that removes Malchus Zodon. It was probably adjusted at times when Malchus Zodon didn't like those words. There are many things, in our Masara that have changed. Actually, we have a sefer here in Shul from Rav David Kahn called Ha'okov L'Mishur, which is basically, as he went through Shas, he noted places where there are slight things where people discuss whether there may be an error or not. In the introduction, he has a whole fascinating section on things in our Masorah and various Svarim that have been changed for various reasons. And one section is things that have been changed because of the censors. But anyway, when he says, "Umalchu Zodon Shu Hamalek," which is Amalek, Shabab is Zodon al Yisrael, which comes with Zodon. Zodon is... Mazid, we use the term mazid to mean on purpose, but it's worse than on purpose. It means like direct rebellion. With no, sometimes people do a sin or harm someone else with the motive of gaining something, and sometimes it's just pure evil. Amalek had nothing to gain. We weren't in our land. They weren't trying to conquer the land we had. We were a nation that most people feared at the time because we just had the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, and Amalek attacked just for the sake of attacking. So that's why they would be called a Malchus Zodon. It's Aber al Riv Lo Lo. It's a phrase from Mishlei, but it means getting involved in a quarrel that's not yours. If it's a quarrel that's mine, I'm looking for something or I'm upset, it's not good, but the attack is understandable. When you just attack somebody and it's not your issue and there's nothing to be gained, that's Zodon, that's Amalek. That's why they're described as a Leitz Taki of Pesi Yarim, as opposed to Leitz Taki refers to Amalek, because Litzanus is where you do something that's just silly. You make fun of something just for the sake of making fun of it, there's no rationale. So again, this is all because the text, as Rian Sanabishit has, it has the word terms Malchus Zodon. It's fascinating. He says, by this, by saying to destroy the Malchus Zodon, having in mind Amalek, you fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar is Asher Asa L'cha Amalek. We assume you have to say it as a public reading. We do it once a year, Parsha Zohar. Chinuch says there's no set time for how often you have to do it, and could be you don't even need to do it every year. Some say once a year. That's why when there's an Ibriyar like we just had, some say it happened in mind in Parshas Kiseitze. Last year Parshas Kiseitze, some people have in mind so you wouldn't go 12 months without Parshas Zohar, because otherwise Magen Avraham says the reading of the Torah per morning Shalach, maybe a fulfillment. The problem is that those don't refer to what Amalek did. Bishalach is I mean, well, that shalach is, but not Megillah.
Right.
V'chova aleinu lintar lo eva. We're obligated to bear a grudge, bear animosity toward him. Ki misana Hashem esna. Because the pasuk says, those who despise you, Hashem, I will despise. V'yasim al libo ki kol peronios haruios lovo yisroel chas Hashem yivo alav. You should have in mind that any tragedy that's set to fall on Klal Yisrael, God forbid, should fall upon him. It's a concept of nefesh tachas nefesh. We should be spared, and our enemies should bear the brunt of it. V'yish tespal shakadosh baruch hu yosim kol avonosav al ha-matzirim lanu. Interesting thing to have in mind, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should put all of his sins on those who cause pain to Klal Yisrael, which we can have contemporary forces of evil out there in mind. How does that make any sense? It just means, you know, whatever I deserve should go on my enemies. It just sounds like you're asking for a gratuitous pass. But he says, because they're the cause of our sins. A lot of hate comes from pressure, comes from being saddened or harmed, or the Rambam says we only yearn for Mashiach, so we should be free to study Torah and not have the different forms of pressure. Think how much money is taken that could help people and feed people, has to go into defense and other things. Miyasim alibo lispal shashem yisalek hashefa mehem v'yashpia osanu miyado akadosha kimeyazim mekedem. You should take Torah, that you should daven, and Hashem should remove whatever bracha they have, and He should put it upon us from His holy hand, like it once was. Sometimes we daven, Hashem, why do you sustain those who do rishus, and so on. So it's interesting that we don't have this nosach, but probably the phrases that we do have, one could fulfill you could have in mind Amalek in those words. All of your enemies quickly should be destroyed. That could refer to Amalek. We don't actually have the term Malchus Zadon. I think Sardim do. But it's interesting. He's saying there should be a Kavana for Machias Amalek in this bracha. And a fascinating concept to think about. Hashem, forgive the sins of Klal Yisrael, because it's really the enemy forces of Klal Yisrael that, maybe in a roundabout way, cause it. So Iran should get our sins, you know, not
we can have in mind our contemporary enemies plus Amalek.
Yeah, I think so. Reb Chaim Brisker had a famous thing that Amalek is not a genealogy, it's any nation that makes a national goal of its to destroy Klal Yisrael. The Deek and the Rambam, if that's the case, it could be that they really are Amalek. But that's an interesting thing to think about. Okay? Klal Yisrael should be safe. That's a